Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. Marie Carmen Josephs is a restaurant owner, a founder. She's got it in her blood, folks. She helped her mother run a restaurant, Carmen's Lunch Bar. 6 years in a row, the number one lunch restaurant in all of Pensacola, an award-winning, multiple award-winning business owner, and she really knows what she's talking about. And when I learned for sure that she knew what she was talking about was when she said that the key to her success has been learning how and becoming a better delegator. Marie Carmen, thank you for being here. Congratulations again on your great success. I'm so glad to hear you say what you said. That's the magic wand. I mean, that's the holy grail of being able to scale a business and to make it happen is to delegate. And way too many small business owners learn that way too late, don't they?
Oh, delegating is that it empowers your staff because they feel the trust. So they know that when you delegate something to them that's important to you, they feel the trust. So recently, I actually was able to go on vacation. I hadn't been on vacation in 7 years.
What?
And I went to Spain. And I went to Spain, and they said, you know, one of my employees, she said, that was the biggest compliment you could have ever given us.
Oh, yeah.
Because that means you trust us and that you – and I do. They do a phenomenal job. There are a lot of things that they do a whole lot better than I could do them. Well, certainly faster and more efficiently and cleaner.
So, well, none of that happens, Marie Carmen. None of that happens without having a true leader at the top. See, you can't. What you're telling me is that you're not a manager. You're not just a manager. You're a leader, and only a CEO, only the CEO of a small business, can do what you just said. Can take a week off and leave, and have things still be held together when you get back. So, congratulations on that. Not surprised you're an award winner. So, this thing that's happening next week, Intercon, our buddy Quint Studer's. Studer Institute is putting on this event for local talent, for local small business owners, recognizing and promoting small businesses in the Pensacola area. Tell us about Intercon.
Intercon is awesome. It gets together. The great thing about Intercon is it's in our hometown. So the majority of the people attending the conference are locals, and we don't even have to leave. So this is the second year I'll be attending Intercon, and it just brings together like-minded people where we can network. I mean, for me, it helps inspire confidence in me as a leader. And then also just learning leadership skills and learning how to deal with, we all have their common threads that we all deal with. We deal with a lot of the same types of situations, and we learn how to manage those situations and to make better decisions and how to be better leaders. But I really had a lot of fun at Intercon last year. I learned a lot, but I just had a lot of fun. It's super energetic, just a lot of people coming together, and very inspiring.
Well, I'm going to be there next week. I'm looking forward to meeting you and spending some time with the folks and Quint and his team. So I want to come back to running a business. I want you to help my audience with what you've learned. You told us you learned how to delegate. Would you recommend the restaurant business to anyone?
I would recommend it to the
Go ahead.
I mean, to the right person, the person who's passionate about it, not the person that thinks that it's fun.
If they've never run a restaurant, if they've never been associated with a restaurant, would you recommend that they start it?
No.
They need to go get some experience, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, getting experience and being around it, but, you know, the people that have been in it and seen it and there's nothing consistent about the restaurant industry other than that it's inconsistent. There's nothing, it's always changing. Or I should say there's nothing predictable about it.
Right.
Other than it's unpredictable. Things change all the time. very fast moving, very exciting, and it's very rewarding, and it is very fun.
And you also have to micromanage your supplies and your resources, don't you? I mean, this is one thing that I learned about people in the restaurant business. They need to know what every fry costs them. They need to manage their payroll down to the quarter hour. I mean, you've really got to manage it down to the pennies, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it can be a very profitable business, but it's also a business that's very challenging, and there's a lot of moving parts and things to keep, you know, certainly inventory and payroll, and, you know, payroll is always going to be your number one as far as expense in a restaurant, and usually your cost of goods will be second. But, it you know, for the right person, it is the most incredible business you can ever be involved in. It is so much fun. It's so rewarding to be in a business where you get told, you know, every day how wonderful you are, how wonderful your food is, or how great your staff is.
What do you do when somebody says it wasn't so wonderful?
What can we do better? You know, how can we fix it? We like to get details about what was wrong so that we learn from it.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously with the customer in the moment, we want to know immediately what we can do to help that customer.
And if they tell you, something's wrong, they're not, they're your best friend at that moment, aren't they? Because they've found something.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said if they tell you something's wrong, they're your best friend at that moment, aren't they? Because you found something. They found something.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. We can only get better if we know what we're not doing right.
Marie Carmen, I need your website.
So, yeah, www.carmenslunchbar.com. carmenslunchbar.com.
Hey, Marie Carmen, I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for being here today. Good job.
I'm still looking forward to seeing you.
We'll see you next time, Marie. Marie Carmen Josephs, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.